Weren't those dramas wonderful? Man, they were wonderful. The only complaint I have about the drama is that Jesus would not wear glasses. Just so you know, Josh, all right? Take them off next time. You've heard a lot of great things tonight, a lot of great points about the crucifixion, about what Jesus did for us. I'm going to close it out short and simple. I can't tell you what to believe. I can't make you believe anything. I can hope, I can wish, I can desire, I can pray, and I do. I pray hard and I pray long for the people that walk through these doors, that you would put your faith in Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus really lived and Jesus really died and Jesus really rose, then he is our only hope. And so my hope for you, my prayer for you is that you would find him, that you would trust him. He's not lost. He's right here, arms open wide, just saying, come to me. All you who are heavy laden, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Paul made a statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Because of all that Jesus had done. And it's kind of what motivates me, what drives me, because I do believe that Jesus gave his life for me. He laid it down. Nobody took it from him. He laid it down. At any moment, he could have called the angels, and they would have stopped it all, just like that. He could have opened up the ground and swallowed all the people trying to crucify him. But he went to the cross and he laid down his life because he loved us. And more personally, because he loved me and you. And that makes it real. If you believe that he loved you and died for you, that makes it real. So Paul believed that. And it changed his life. And he said to the church at Corinth, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. He said, for Christ's love compels me. Because I am convinced, and I love the reality of this, that one died, talking about Jesus, for all. And therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. It's an exchange. He gave his life for me, and now I want to give mine back to him. He died so I could live. I live because he died. And I believe that's what he desires for all of us, to put our hope and our trust in him and to live for him because he laid down his life for us. And so my prayer for you, my hope for you, is that you'll learn to trust him, that you'll learn to walk with him, that you'll seek him all the days of your life, laying down the things that keep you from being close to Jesus. Just like the last drama, whether it be fear or anger or hate or lust, whatever it is that is separating you from God, lay it at the cross. Peter said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Jesus wants us to bring our stuff to the cross and lay it down. He died for all of our sins, whether it be pride or prejudiceness. He died so that we could live. Will you pray with me? Lord, my prayer for my brothers and sisters and for those that are here tonight, God, is that you would speak to us and that you would move and that you would draw us to that place where we would lay our lives down because you laid yours down. That we would give ourselves to you because you gave yourself for us. We praise you for the gift you gave us. And we ask that you would be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.